ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most
tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Outside Inside, Deep Inside, our series on every Thursday morning, wherein we go back in time to reminisce, relive, and learn from the Sri Satya Sai saga. In the last few episodes, we have been going back to 1960s, Bhagwan's visit to the East-West Godavari districts that happened in 1965. From March 21st, 1965 to April 6th, 1965, Bhagwan was on a beautiful tour. Bhagwan was in the villages and towns of East-West Godavari districts. He left Vrindavan on March 21st and he proceeded to Sulurpet in the Nellore district of Andhra Pradesh on March 22nd. As I have mentioned to you before, he laid the foundation stone for a shelter for devotees. He gave a discourse in the Chengalamma temple in Sulurpet, and then he went to Manikonda near Vijayawada. He stayed there on the 23rd, and on the 23rd he left Manikonda and he reached Kakinada. As you would see, a lot of Bhagwan's travelling happened during the night. Just in this trip alone, he travelled more than 8,000 kilometres. And in Kakinada, he was welcomed by members of Sai Bhakta Mandali, and he inaugurated the temple there, and there was a 3-day session of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. And on the 26th of March, Swami visited the village Sampara. A large group of devotees from this little village had undertaken a pilgrimage to Puttaparthi for Bhagwan's darshan, braving a lot of difficulties, and Swami was so pleased with their sincerity, their love. He rewarded them with his darshan and divine discourse at their very own hamlet. This was close to Kakinada. So Bhagwan was in Kakinada for 3 days. The Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha sessions were presided over there by very eminent people. One among them was Mr. Lakkaraju Subbarao, who was the former Vice Chancellor of Andhra University. So after 3 days of beautiful discourses and instilling in people the sacredness of Indian culture and the importance of going back to the principles of Indian spirituality, Bhagwan left for Pithapuram. In Pithapuram, Bhagwan gave his discourse. Then he went to Yelamanchili in the Vishakhapatnam district. This was late March 26th evening, 27th, Bhagwan was in Yelamanchili. So if you see, Bhagwan has gone to so many towns and villages. It was not just to big towns like Kakinada or Rajahmundry. He was there in little villages. He was there in Amalapuram on the 28th. 29th, he unveiled the portraits of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa, Mother Sharada Devi and Swami Vivekananda at the main hall of Jilla Parishad Higher Secondary School in Amalapuram. After that, Bhagwan goes to Innispet, which is close to Rajahmundry, and he inaugurates the Rudra Yagnam there, which was held at the Kashi Visheshwara Temple. This happened on the 30th of March, 1965. And Bhagwan gave a discourse on that day. In the last few episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, I have been pausing and sharing with you the discourses that Bhagwan gave on each of these days. Fortunately, we have some documentation of what Bhagwan spoke on these meetings. We have summaries of these discourses. Definitely, Bhagwan would have spoken for an hour or so, but what we have is 2-3 pages only. At least, thanks to Professor Kasturi and the other devotees, we have some slices of Bhagwan's glorious visit to these sacred towns, and very, very few towns and villages have had this opportunity. If you look at the entire population of this country, very, very few people have had that chance to physically see Swami, and very, very few hamlets that way, villages have had the opportunity where the avatar stepped, he put his holy foot. And these are those sacred villages and sacred towns. And Bhagwan spoke to very, very large gatherings in these. In a little village, there were 30,000 people. There were lakhs whenever Bhagwan had these meetings in Kakinada and Rajahmundry and such populous and popular towns. As I had mentioned before, very eminent people were there presiding over the sessions of Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. Honorable Sri P.V. Narasimha Rao, who was then the Minister of Law in the government of Andhra Pradesh, he was there for one day. There was also many Sanskrit and Telugu scholars whom Bhagwan honored on the 2nd of April. 2nd of April, there was the Purnahuti of this Yagnam, and in the evening of every day of this Yagnam, there were showers from above. There were this beautiful rain, almost validating the power of the Yagnam. Bhagwan said, look at this rain. It is very difficult for people to fathom the power of this yagnas, but these rains are a visible manifestation of how the yagnas foster the natural cycle of the earth. And as this glorious yagnam concluded on the 2nd of April, Bhagwan then visited Kadali and Rajol in the East Godavari district. And after that, Bhagwan motored to Satyavada. Satyavada, the village of Suryakantamma Garu, which is near Tanuku in the West Godavari district. Now, this happened on the morning, early in the morning of April 4th. I started this series called Beacons of Prashanthi Nilayam to share with you the stories of people who have had the opportunity to serve Bhagwan at close quarters and what we learn from their lives. And over so many episodes, I told you the story of Kantamma Garu, how she comes from a family of freedom fighters, how her husband and her father gave their lives for the country, and how passion for the country and devotion for the Lord has been her two pillars, the two pillars that guided her life. All her life is a stream between these two pillars, but once she came to Bhagwan, everything merged into that one focus. Once she experienced Bhagwan as her own deity, as her Panduranga, I have told you how she used to worship Lord Panduranga in the shrine at Chilakalapudi in Andhra Pradesh, and how Bhagwan confirmed in her that he is the same Lord, he is the same Vithala, he is the same God to whom she had given her heart. Once that happened, how she continued to come to Parthi, how Bhagwan blessed her with his divine darshan in 1961 and then took her in 1963 and 1964 when Bhagwan went to Srisalam, when Bhagwan went to Bhadrachalam, and how Bhagwan had promised her that he will come to her village. And that promise was finding fulfillment on the 4th of April 1965. When Bhagwan was in Kakinada, as I mentioned to you, Kakinada is about 90-100 kilometers from her place, Satyavada. But Kantamma garu used to go to Kakinada every day to have Bhagwan darshan. For her, probably in those days it was at least 4 hours of travel, but she would do that every day just to see Bhagwan. She could not contain herself that Bhagwan is there closer to her place and she is missing her darshans. Even now it takes 2.5-3 hours from Satyavada to Kakinada, and those days, imagine 55 years ago, definitely there were not so great travel conveniences. But she used to go every day to Kakinada, and later on when Bhagwan was in Rajahmundry, Kantamma garu used to go there too. And she used to do this in the midst of making arrangements for Bhagwan's visit to her village. On April 2nd, when Bhagwan was in Rajahmundry, Bhagwan was staying in Nidamarthi Satyam Garu's house, and she had the opportunity to be there. And when she was in Bhagwan's physical proximity, she, along with Saraswati Amma is the mother of Mr. Ramakrishna Reddy, who even now stays in Prashantanilayam, and he has been teaching in the higher secondary school for many, many years. So Kantamma garu and Saraswati Amma garu, they were with Bhagwan. They went there to see Bhagwan, and they had the opportunity to fan Bhagwan. It was so hot. And Swami asked Kantamma garu then, "What arrangements are you making?" And she said, "Swami, I am doing everything, Swami, for your food, for lodging." And Swami said, "Can you really make arrangement for food for all? Once I come there, there'll be so many people." And she said, "Yes, Swami, no problem." Even now, the village Satyavada is small. There are about probably 900,000 houses in this village, and it has a population of 3,000. So in those days, it was a very tiny hamlet, about 6 kilometers from Tanuku, which is the nearest town. But Swami wanted to visit this village because Swami had promised Surya Kantamma garu. In fact, before this trip started, Bhagwan had given an interview to Kantamma garu. She was in Puttaparthi, and Swami had told her, "I will come this time to your village." And Swami had in fact written a letter to be given to the devotees of Tanuku. As I mentioned, Tanuku is the nearest town, about 6 kilometers away. And the devotees of Tanuku also wanted Bhagwan to come to their place, Swami wrote a letter to the devotees of Tanuku, and Swami in that letter mentioned that I am coming to Satyavada, which is so close to Tanuku, so it is like I am coming to Tanuku only. All of you help Kantamma garu in Satyavada in making arrangements, because there are a lot of people who would come. She will need a lot of help. All of you join hands in making preparation for this visit. Help Kantamma garu. And Kantamma garu brought this letter, and she then called for a meeting of all the devotees of Tanuku. And in that meeting, as they were discussing making arrangements for Bhagwan's stay and the devotees' lodging and food and everything, there were some people in this group who were very keen that Swami should come to Tanuku only, in spite of Bhagwan mentioning in the letter that he will be coming to Satyavada and that they should be helping Kantamma garu in making arrangements. Somehow they wanted to impress upon Bhagwan their idea. They wanted Swami to come to Tanuku and not to Satyavada. And so they played a game. Sometimes this happens. We fall into this trap of thinking that we can impose our little wishes and wills on Bhagwan. So what did they do? In the meeting that Kantamma had organized, these devotees came up with a resolution, and they made Kantamma garu sign on that resolution. Kantamma garu did not really read the content of it. She trusted them because she was busy doing many things, because making arrangements for Bhagwan's visit to a small village was not easy. So she just signed that resolution, unaware of what was written there. And the Tanuku devotees had mentioned in that resolution that Bhagwan should come to Tanuku and not Satyavada, because Satyavada is a small village and it would be difficult to make all these arrangements. And the letter was signed by Kantamma garu. All this had happened. Kantamma garu was not aware of it. So when Bhagwan was in Kakinada, these devotees went there and they requested Bhagwan to come to Tanuku. And Swami said, no, I am coming to Satyavada. And this devotee said, no, Swami, you should come to Tanuku, Swami. See, this is the resolution. Kantamma garu also wants that you should come to Tanuku only. And Swami immediately called Kantamma garu. As I told you, Kantamma garu used to go wherever Bhagwan was. So Swami called Kantamma garu, and Swami said, see, what are these devotees saying? They are saying that I should come to Tanuku and that you cannot make arrangements for my visit to Satyavada. And she said, no, Swami, what are you saying? I have been making so many arrangements. I don't know what is written in this resolution. They asked me to sign, so I just signed, Swami. Swami, you can't do this. You should come to Satyavada. And she started praying. And Swami said, yes, yes, I will come. I will come to Satyavada. I promised you I will come. I will come to Satyavada. She was on the path of truth. Satya. People through mithya were trying to get Bhagwan. But can you really get the Lord if you're not following the path of truth? But somehow, the devotees of Tanuku still had not learned the lesson. They still had some more schemes and strategies going on in their head. They thought they can change God's plan. Well, there are instances when people have changed God's plan. You can change God's plan, but how do you do this? When does that happen? Does it happen through your plans and games devised by your clever minds? You can change God's plan only through prayer. Through prayer, you can bend God's will. Through prayer and penitence, you can make God do anything, but you cannot achieve even a little, even a microscopic change in God's plan if you are not sincere. For the prayer of a devotee, Bhagavan will go to any extent. So what happened was, as Bhagavan was about to arrive in the early morning of April 4th, 1965 to Satyavada, now Bhagavan had told Kantamagaru to be there on the other side of the bridge. Now there is this bridge called Dhauleshwaram Barraj, which is an irrigation structure originally built in 1850 on the lower stretch of the Godavari River before it empties into the Bay of Bengal. This is a huge bridge and very, very old bridge. This was constructed during the British era by Sir Arthur Cotton, and it was a phenomenal contribution. This really helped to slow down the waters of Godavari and also provide water, huge amount of water for irrigation in these areas. The Godavari River empties its water into the Bay of Bengal after flowing nearly 50 miles from the Dhauleshwaram Barraj. So on one side of this bridge is Kakinada, and on the Rajahmundry, on the other side, is the village of Kantamagaru. So Swami had told Kantamagaru to be at Vijayeshwaram. The other side of the bridge is this Vijayeshwaram. So Swami had told that you wait for me there, and from there we will go together to your village, the onward journey to Satyavada. Swami had asked her to be there on April 4th. Swami had asked them to be there at 9 p.m. But by the time Bhagavan came there, it was early morning. It was from April 3rd night, 9 p.m., they were waiting for Bhagavan, thinking, Swami will come now, Swami will come now. And they were not complaining. They had known that Swami had told he will come and Swami will definitely come. They were trying to get information about Bhagavan's travels, and they came to know that Bhagavan was visiting so many villages. Swami had visited in total 20 villages. Swami wanted to make as many people happy as possible. There were so many devotees, old devotees in those villages. And by the time Swami came, whole night Swami was traveling, and he came around 3 a.m. April 4th. And Kantamagaru, along with his brother, was waiting for Bhagavan. And when Bhagavan came finally, so there was Bhagavan's car, and there were 2-3 other cars that were following Swami. And as soon as Bhagavan came, they greeted Swami and they took Bhagavan's blessings. And then it was early in the morning, and Swami told Kantamagaru to drive in the front to lead the way, and Swami's car would follow their car. So they started in their car, and they used to travel a bit fast to maintain good distance between their car and Bhagavan's car, because they did not want the dust raised by their car to fall on Bhagavan's car. Because it was not a tar road, it was a dusty narrow road flanked by big canals on either side. And these canals on either side, and the road not a pakka road, dusty road. And as I had told you, Swami had informed the devotees of Tanuku to come to Satyavada. But these devotees somehow did not reconcile with that direction of Bhagwan. They still wanted to somehow take Swami to Tanuku. So what did they do? They had come in their cars to invite Swami, and they came, and between Swami's car and Kantamagaru's car, they came in, because Kantamagaru's car was going a little ahead. The Tanuku people came into that gap and they started leading Bhagwan's car. And the moment this happened, the moment Swami saw this intrusion of another car between Kantamagaru's car and his car, Swami stopped his car. And when Bhagwan stopped his car, Kantamagaru also stopped her car. Then Swami called Kantamagaru, and Swami asked, "What is this other car which is going in the front?" And Kantamagaru said, "I don't know, Swami." Then Kantamagaru's brother informed Swami that, "Swami, they are devotees from Tanuku, and they want Swami to go to Tanuku. They are feeling that they can make better arrangements. There's a big bungalow in Tanuku, and Swami can stay there and give darshan from there. All will be able to see," and so on. Swami said, "You just wait, let their car go." And Swami said, "You come in front of my car." And Bhagwan waited for that car to leave. And then the journey started again, with Kantamagaru in the front and Bhagwan's car following Kantamagaru's car. Sometimes the simplest thing to do is to just follow Bhagwan's teachings, follow Bhagwan's direction, isn't it? Not sometimes, always. But man being man, we want to use our head. We think we can change God's plan. We think we can be smart. The more we act smart with God, the more dumb we become, isn't it? Swami did not stop at Tanuku. As the journey proceeded, Bhagwan moved ahead. And when that happened, that's when Kantamagaru was now absolutely confident that Swami is going to come to Satyavada. It took 30 minutes to travel from that bridge, cotton bridge, to Satyavada. And everyone in Satyavada village, they were waiting, they were awake. It was not just Kantamagaru, the entire village was awake, waiting for Bhagwan's arrival to welcome Swami. And in fact, Kantamagaru had not intimated many people about Bhagwan's visit. Swami told, "Don't inform many people." She did not tell the government officials, and she did not even tell many relatives. She just followed Swami's instructions to the T. Even when people used to inquire, Kantamagaru would not reveal the details. But the whole village knew, because she was making arrangements. And the moment Swami got down early in that morning, Swami was welcomed with Purna Kumbham, with a decorated vessel, you know, with coconut and jasmine and roses, and the huge crowds, people standing in front of every house. There were so many people who had come from different places, from other villages. And they were all in ecstasy. Cannot imagine that Bhagwan had actually come to their village. Their little village would be so honored to be blessed with Bhagwan's divine darshan, sparshan, sambhashan, that he would set his foot on their little hamlet. But that happened in the Brahma Muhurtam time, April 4th, 1965. It was the prayer of one devotee, the prayer of Kantamma Garu, and of course, prayer of so many devotees too. But it is just one devotee prayer which really has that pull. And we have seen how when Bhagwan went to Africa, Swami said, "I went to Africa because Dr. Nakul Sen prayed," Swami said. "Because he prayed, I went. That's it." It is the prayer that can bend Bhagwan's plans. It can create Bhagwan's plans. And that is what is the story, isn't it? The story of the Lord is the story of the devotees. It is the story of the prayer of the devotees. It is the story of the beautiful relationship between devotees and God, and how this bond is so powerful, so beautiful, so enigmatic, and so full of joy. So when Bhagwan finally came to that village, Satyavada, it was a triumph of truth, and it was a joy. It was a joy. It was like sun had risen earlier than usual, and the devotees were unable to contain their joy to see Bhagwan in their little hamlet.
Sai Natham,
ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం, ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ వాజ్ ఇరప్టింగ్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద విలేజెస్ ఆఫ్ సత్యవాడ వెన్ భగవాన్ ఎర్లీ అవర్స్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ స్టెప్డ్ ఇన్ టు దేర్ హార్ట్స్ యాజ్ హీ డిసైడెడ్ టు రిజైడ్ ఇన్ దేర్ విలేజ్. అండ్ కాంతమ్మ గారు showed Bhagwan the entire house, the bedroom, the waiting room and everything. The whole house was for Bhagwan's use. Bhagwan inquired, like he would do every time, where will these devotees stay, all the devotees who had come with him, Raja Reddy Garu, the Raja of Venkatagiri, the Koginani family, Dasharatha Ram Reddy Garu, all these devotees who had come. Swami said, where have you made arrangements for their stay? And she said, Swami, they all will stay at my brother-in-law's place, Swami. I have made arrangements for them. Where will Kamavadhani Garu stay? Kamadhari was a Vedic scholar who was the pioneer in the Vedic movement in Puttaparthi. He was the one who taught Vedic hymns to all the students. And he was traveling with Bhagwan. Swami asked, where will he stay? And she said, Swami, Kamodani Garu's relatives are there in this village only. I have made arrangements for him to stay there. And she had made arrangements for food. She had arranged cooks for all these guests in their respective houses. She was the sarpanch of the village and she had a clerk who used to work with her. So she had given this assignment to this clerk and his wife to give groceries and whatever is needed to look after all these guests in these different houses. And imagine, there was no proper electricity in Satyavada then, because it was a small village. There were no hotels. So she had to make all arrangements for people's stay, for people's food. If there was a power cut, even though there was power supply, but it was not steady and it would go off intermittently. So she had arranged for a generator that would ensure uninterrupted power supply at the place where Bhagwan stayed. Imagine, Kantamma Garu, way back in 1965, making arrangements for all these. And that too being a lady in a rural hamlet in India. It is quite a feat to be able to make arrangements for Bhagwan's visit in a little town. And after she showed Bhagwan the house and she left, leaving Bhagwan to rest in the house, she looked after the arrangements for all the guests and then she went to the kitchen, the place where cooking arrangements were being made. It was 5 a.m. now. And when she went there, she found that all the people there, they are in joy. They are bubbling with happiness. And she asked, what happened? And they say that Swami had come here. Swami had come here. And Swami spoke to the cooks. Swami asked them what they were cooking, what items were being prepared. And Swami personally blessed all the cooks. And he checked and moved and saw every part of the kitchen and then only went to his room to rest. The cooking staff could not imagine that Bhagwan, who had traveled whole night, just reached, instead of resting, would actually suddenly come and check on them. They were in tears. They never expected such a blessing from Bhagwan. But God is a master in giving us these unexpected surprises, pleasant surprises. And this is what is Swami. He never thought about himself. And Kantamma garu could not believe that Swami did not want to rest. In spite of such a hectic schedule, he had visited 20 villages before coming there. But still, he wanted to go to the kitchen and give darshan to the people who have been working. Kantamma garu had prepared a stage that was at an elevated level so that Bhagwan can be seen by all when he was giving darshan. And it was 1965, as I told you, there was no concept of Sevadal or Bhajan Mandali or Satyasai Samiti. So Kantamma garu, to manage the crowds, had asked for police force, because there are no volunteers. Who will manage the crowds? And the superintendent of police, now that she was the sarpanch, had obliged, and this SP had given her 3 battalions of police to manage the crowd in all the directions. And later on, Bhagwan actually asked Kantamma garu, how did you manage to do all this? How did you manage to bring the police to take care of the crowd? And what arrangements did you make for them to stay? And she said, Swami, I had established a high school here. So we have given holidays for 3 days to all the children, and the police are staying in that school. If you recall, I had in one session narrated how Kantamma garu succeeded in having a high school in that little village, how there was so much of opposition for having a school there, how vested interests were not allowing her to have the school because they were thinking that children will not come for their jobs. They wanted children to work in their farms, and all these selfish people did not want a school in that little village, and they started giving so many reasons, and how Kantamma garu, being one of the members of the education committee of the Jilla Parishad, put her foot down and said that if that school is not happening, she is quitting that committee. And finally, how it was divine will and her indomitable good resolution to have the school and God's grace that made it happen. And now the school had happened probably just a year before that building, and look at how it was of immense help when Bhagwan visited this village. That school came in handy to accommodate all the police personnel. And even Bhagwan was surprised, and Swami told, oh, you have set up a high school in such a small village. Even though it was he who made it happen, but that is how Bhagwan was complimenting her. Bhagwan was rewarding her for all the effort she had put in. Whenever we do anything good, whenever we do something which is of selfless nature, we will see the beautiful repercussions of that. Today we might get an opportunity to help someone who can do us nothing in return, help someone who perhaps will not even remember us, or help or do something which is completely beyond our scope of work in the normal course of things, but we just go ahead and do it because it will help someone, because it is good. And we don't think about what this will do to me or what benefit I will get out of it. We do it because we just want to do something good. And we never know how this good will come back to us in the most unexpected time, in the most unexpected manner, and filling us with joy, giving us unexpected shower of happiness. And that's what Kantamma garu was. It's almost like everything she had been until that point, everything she had done until that point was towards this day. Culmination, her devotion to Swami, her passion to serve the village, her passion to work for the village, how all the villages, they came together, the villages came together to support her. Not everyone was a devotee, but when so many visitors came to that village, every devotee, every person in that village opened their kitchen, because there are no hotels there, no restaurants there in that village. So everyone welcomed the guests. Everyone welcomed every visitor to that village as it is their own guest, and gave them shelter, gave them food. That is how she was able to ensure that everyone who came to that village were taken care of. So as I said, everything she had been until that moment, everything she had done until that moment was coming to fruition in a manner of sorts. Everybody she had helped, everybody she had gone out of her way to support was now there with her, was now there to help her in this most life-defining moment for her. For her, it is the golden, most day of her life. It was a day that will ever remain etched in gold in her life. And so many people joined with her to celebrate this day of divine descent in Satyavada. Satyavada finally was having Satya Sai in her bosom. And Bhagwan did not disappoint these villagers and all these people, rural people who had come from the surrounding towns and hamlets. As I told you, early morning he gave darshan to those cooks, but that after that Bhagwan again came out around 7:30. Bhagwan was out and he went out to give darshan. The whole village was filled with people. It almost looked like, you know, sand granules on the beach. That is how the village was full. There was no space to put your foot down. That is how it was. There were people on drumstick tree. There were people on coconut tree. There were 2-3 people seated on one branch. There were people on top of houses. And Bhagwan satisfied their yearning, satisfied their desire, satisfied their longing by filling their eyes with his divine vision. After Bhagwan gave darshan, when it was the time for breakfast, Bhagwan told Professor Kasturi, "You ask Kantamma Garu, I want her to serve me." Swami wanted to be served by Kantamma Garu herself. And imagine the bliss of Kantamma Garu. If you remember, in Bhadrachalam, when Bhagwan had called all the devotees for interview and Swami had not called Kantamma Garu, and she was standing there outside crying, and finally Swami calls her, and then Swami tells her, "Don't worry, I will overflow your cup of joy with happiness. You pined for me. If you pine for the Lord, if you shed a tear for the Lord, he will wipe off 100 tears, and he will ensure that there are tears of bliss in our life." And that is what happened for Kantamma Garu, because she had pined for the Lord. Swami kept up that promise and filled her with joy. Swami said, "You should serve me lunch also." Swami wanted to be personally served by Kantamma Garu. As Bhagwan was having food, Swami said, "The stage is little small. There are so many people on trees. And sometimes I wonder," Swami said, "the branches are so feeble. What happens if people, by mistake or by accident, fall from the branches of the trees? And Kantamma Garu was thinking, Swami, I have made all these arrangements based on whatever thoughts that you gave me. If there was any other better way to do it, you should guide me. This is what occurred to me as the best thing to do. And then Kantamma Garu stepped out and she was looking at the arrangements. At that point in time, Swami made a mention that there is a junction and just a chair, a table is enough and a mic is enough for the meeting and nothing else is needed. Swami said, there is a Lord Rama temple without a compound wall which is at the junction and there are huge tamarind trees there that will provide shade to the devotees. You make arrangements there. And Kantamma Garu immediately got into action and started making arrangements for the public meeting in that junction of Lord Rama temple. And Bhagwan then went to the house where cooking arrangements were being made for all the guests and for all people. There was a slab of concrete mounted at a height by the compound wall. Swami asked for a ladder. Swami asked for a chair to be placed on that concrete slab. Bhagwan climbed that ladder and he sat on that concrete slab and gave darshan to the devotees because the devotees are not leaving the place. Devotees had come from Rajahmundry and all these nearby places. And Swami sat on that chair on the concrete, climbing the ladder. He was there on top for 15 minutes. And Kantamma Garu felt so pained to see the amount of trouble that Bhagwan was taking to ensure that every devotee who had come there is filled with bliss. Once Bhagwan came down, Kantamma Garu saw that Bhagwan was sweating and she felt so pained. She ensured that nobody gets to meet Swami. She wanted Bhagwan to rest. She didn't even allow Kasturi Garu, Raja Reddy Garu and Nidamurthy Satyam Garu who were very close to Bhagwan to go inside. She just wanted that Swami should not be disturbed and Swami should rest. And that is what happened. Bhagwan rested for 2-3 hours and then came out of his room. And then Swami asked if there are devotees waiting outside. And then Achyuta Ramaya Garu, another devotee who was with Bhagwan during this travel, he told Swami, Swami, all the devotees have now been diverted to the place where arrangements were being made for the public meeting. Nobody is here, Swami. And that gave Bhagwan some relief. Because if people are there outside, Bhagwan wants to go to them. He cannot see that people are waiting under hot sun, waiting for darshan. When Bhagwan was told that they are all gone there and they are waiting there and they are not here, then Swami then said to Kantamma Garu that now he will have lunch and then go for the public meeting. That public meeting was a historic one. I will share more with you about the lunch that Bhagwan had, that personally Kantamma Garu had the opportunity to serve, and the public meeting and what happened after the public meeting and how historic it was and how prophetic it was. There are many more beautiful tales of this love story between Bhagwan and his devotees, and we'll continue this beautiful journey in the coming episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. It was a joy sharing these stories. And we pray to Swami that He fills us with His stories, with His glories, and let our life be spent contemplating and reliving these episodes. The episodes which will ennoble us, which will enlighten us, and which will sublimate and liberate us. Thank you so much. As always, if you have anything to share, you can write to listener@ssmediacenter.org. You can also send us your feedback on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Offering this little Sai story at his lotus feet, I take your leave. Thank you so much. Sairam.